Get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's the first Monday of the month, therefore, it is a medium Monday with our friend Cheryl Ann Fletcher. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
It's time to connect to the other side.
I love it.
Trying to make it sound spooky.
It is.
It is spooky.
She's not spooky, though. That's
no,
the thing.
I'm not.
She personally is not spooky. Yeah, not but the idea of talking to dead people is spooky.
How long have, again, for folks who don't know, how long have you been connecting with spirits?
Is oh, my goodness. 47
life?
Years.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
47 years of this life.
And you said just this weekend you were doing an investigation,
yes,
a ghost investigation?
What?
A ghost investigation?
Yes, absolutely. It's really cool how people will just call you up and say, I'm having issues in my house. Can you come over?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sure, why not? You know, because that's what I do. So, yeah.
Is there any moments in time where you just come in and you're like, actually, no, that's just your water heater. That there's
oh,
no
yeah.
ghost over here.
Yeah.
You're literally, you need to get that checked.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That's I've definitely had incidents like that where people will think, hands down, that, you know, it's
a ghost. My house must be haunted.
Right, right. And that, you know, we do debunking, you know, definitely. And I think I've maybe had one or two incidences where it was something that was mechanical or electrical or something, you know, dogs.
But more often than not, people do have.
Yeah. Oh, sure. You know.
Spirits that have followed them and stay with them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they let themselves be known for sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool work.
You can learn more about Cheryl Ann and her work with Extraordinary Connections with Cheryl Ann.
Oh, yeah.
You a little freaked out again?
Okay.
And every month, the first Monday of every month, we have Cheryl Ann in and we give people an opportunity to connect to the other side, to family members. And, of course, it's Christmas time, so people want to, I mean, kind of see where everybody's at in the world. And so if you'd like to connect to the other side, you just have to direct message us on Facebook at KX969. We'll get you on the list. We also will have a lightning round that's become a new favorite thing on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And so if you have a specific question, when we get to Facebook Live, you can pop those up there for Cheryl Ann, and we'll start doing that as well.
Yes. It's easier if they're all in one place. We get to more questions that way. So JP will put up on Facebook, on our KX969 page, a lightning round. Post. And if you have a specific question for Cheryl Ann, you put it under there. Something like, should I take this job? Or, I don't know, like really specific. One question. And we'll go through and answer them
all. It's on there now. So people can just right below it, put in the comment section a specific question for the lightning round, which will come up here a little after 7:30. Before we get to anybody, let's get right to, our first person. And Lori wanted to connect to her grandparents.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You're awful happy spirit, you know.
I'm actually at home with my mom. I came down to visit my parents for their anniversary.
That's awesome. And, you know, they really do appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah.
Your heart is so much joyful, and I'm picking that up right away in you. But my concern today would be I'm going to talk to you about your health.
Okay.
Are you healthy? You feel healthy?
I've actually been dealing with a lot of different things last year.
Right. Let's go. If you're okay with that, I'm going to go into that. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Do you have diabetes?
Not that I know of.
And when I see blood and it's running, I can see it running. That tells me that you have some health concerns. Have you had your iron checked?
I have not had my iron checked lately.
Okay. I want you to go that direction because I just saw, it's hard to explain when I see it, but it has to do with the iron. Is there diabetes in your family?
My mom has diabetes.
Okay, I want you to keep an eye on your sugar intake. I want you to be really careful with anything that is a lot of bread. I know you like bread.
Yes.
You enjoy it a lot. Not like you're eating it all the time, but when you do, you really mow down on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to kind of pick up a little bit of more of a light bread.
Okay.
I want you to get back away from so much pasta. Try to kick it in with a bunch of fresh fruits and try to do some change up. Do you eat much salad?
I love salad, but since I had my gallbladder taken out, it does not love meat.
I understand that, sure. Okay, so I want you to focus more on just strictly organic for a while and give your system a little bit of a clean out. You need it.
Okay.
It will also help you to lose weight, and I know in your heart you would like to do some of that.
Yes.
As far as your medical, you're going to get through it.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about your grandparents.
Yes.
Did she wear an apron?
My grandmother, off and on, yes.
They're bringing up the aprons. Is okay. that something that your family saved?
Not that I'm aware of.
She brings it up. The one, okay, they're talking about it's all flowered. Did they wear one that was all flowered, one of them?
That was most likely Vicky, and all flowered.
Yeah. So she brings
that
up.
Yeah, that was my
Vicky. Okay. She's bringing that up, and she's like, why aren't you guys wearing aprons? She was really picky with that kind of stuff when it came to holiday cooking.
I've recently gotten into the joys of cooking during the holidays.
Right. So she's telling me to tell you, you guys need to get these aprons going. That was kind of her thing, and she's wanting that tradition to come down the line for the rest of the family. Also, she brings up the, I don't know why they do this, get ready, okay, bringing up the jacks, the ball and jacks. Are you guys doing that, or have you done that?
We used to play with ball and jacks all the time.
Okay,
we
she's younger. Telling me to get busy with it. These okay. are things that they want you to do because there's so much joy in it, especially around the holidays. Mm-hmm. Go buy ball and jacks and enjoy that time. People need to realize that when we are alive, the things that made us most happy, they want to see you guys, people still doing those joyful things. It might be silly, but you know what? It's good to be silly. It's good to have fun. Are you going to be making cookies for the holiday?
Yes, we will be.
Okay. She tells me to tell you to focus on the ones that say joy.
Okay.
There's a box that you're going to buy that says joy on it. Make sure you pick up that box of cookie cutters.
I will do that.
And she also tells me to, you need to check your garbage.
Okay.
Interesting.
She tells me that because you've thrown something away, a really important receipt.
Oh, okay.
Has to do with shopping recently.
All right, I'll have to check with my husband.
Tools. She's bringing up tools.
Okay.
So it has to do with tools. So if he's purchased tools lately, he's thrown a receipt away, which he's notorious for doing.
Yes, he is somewhat notorious.
Yeah, she's telling me so. So anyway. Okay. Are you having problems? I mean, this is just crazy. Are you having problems with your gutters?
Yes, we've been wanting to replace them.
She's telling me to tell you it's time to get on it in the spring. She wants you to get on those gutters like really bad. And to be careful, the one on the left of the house toward the front of the corner of the house on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a problem with the downspout, by the way, and you might have some problems with flooding.
That is funny because the one, it's actually more in the middle, the downspout there often floods.
Right, but she's telling me it's on the left side. It might be in the middle, but it's still to the left side of the house.
Right.
And she's wanting me to make that clear that one's got a problem. You got to get that one fixed.
Okay,
well, hey, it was great to talk to you very much. I love it. And Lori, you have yourself an awesome day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Everything's leaking in the downspout to the left.
You are just a full service medium, Sherilyn.
I know, right? Maintenance too.
Connect to the other side. Healthcare, home repair, often car issues.
Yes.
Whatever
and baking and
pops
cooking.
Up that the spirits see. Mm-hmm.
That's
Sherilyn
true. Often
along.
Cooking issues, yes.
Yes, definitely.
You will solve recipe problems.
And the apron.
That's true.
The apron.
Pass that tradition along.
Tradition, yeah.
All right. So if you'd like to connect to the other side again, message us on Facebook, KX969. If you have a very specific question for the lightning round coming up, that's on Facebook too. More with Sherilyn and Media Monday coming up.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.